you first. I said, now, Lord, that's a point of order, that I must come first to you. So all my direction, all the dictation that I receive has got to come from the throne of God, not someone's personal experiences or a personal experiment. Now, God told me he was going to do some wonderful things for me. I never forget, I was driving on Highway 167 going to Opelousas, Louisiana. And I passed, you got to go through Lafayette to get to Opelousas, Louisiana. Now, I was driving a Toyota and I didn't have enough money to fill it up, and it cost 55 cents a gallon. And I was struggling. And a jet flew over my head. I didn't know what it was. He said, I'm going to give you a jet. I said, Lord Jesus. First thing I thought, my God, I can't fill up a Toyota, huh? I'm going to fill up a jet. I'm struggling with a 10-gallon tank. Man, them jets, they carry a lot of fuel. But I was so excited that God would even think of that, that when I got to Opelousas, I told the preacher. He said, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. And the reason why I was stupid to him, he didn't hear it. He said, you ain't got enough money to fill up a Toyota. I laughed about it, but it hurt my feelings. I didn't say nothing about it. And the Lord said, it ain't no use telling people that don't understand things that I've told you. I learned my first lesson. Keep your mouth shut to ignorant people. You see what I'm saying? I don't mean that to be rude, but it's the truth. Seek ye first hinges upon a point of order. Obedience is the key ingredient in the work of the ministry. I knew I had to obey God no matter what. No matter what, where, or how, I had to walk in obedience. I began to have an insatiable thirst for the word of God. I mean, it's amazing how much I read. I love to read. Kathy's trying to get me into the 21st century of computers. I told her I am a computer. My brain worked like a computer. And then, you know, she said, why don't you just do this and all that kind of stuff? Well, you know, when the Lord's blessed me with secretaries, it's nice to be able to pick up a phone and say, can y'all find something for me? And you know, they always do. But when I call Kathy's phone, I can't get nothing out that phone. She says, call your secretary. I said, okay. Glory to God. I got work to do. I said, all right. I wanted her to say, you know, seek ye first. So seek ye first and just upon a point of order. I realized that I'd have to put God first. Now, that doesn't mean I did not accept what people said to me. And I don't want you to take that to an extreme, because I did. There was a lot of people said some good things to me. But they only could tell me about what they experienced. What I was looking for was a revelation. Because a revelation without a manifestation is a missed opportunity. I knew God would give me things to think and how to function and how to build a ministry. I knew it had to be a business. I had enough understanding to know that, but I just didn't know how. And finally, in my frustration, I said, Lord, I don't know how. He said, isn't that the best position you could ever be in? Because if you made a mistake, you wouldn't know you made a mistake, because you don't know what you're doing. Now you're going to have to rely on me. I said, okay. Then he said, I want you to start setting goals for yourself. Give you something to go toward. Say something that you can't do and set it as a goal. Give me a job. So seek ye first hinges upon a point of order. Obedience is the key ingredient in the work of the ministry. Now write this down. Then I'm going to preach some of this stuff. Heaven must always be first and earth must be second. Direction always comes from heaven. So I'd get on my face and I realized that I needed to talk to God on a daily basis, not a Sunday basis. You see, and I've said it before in other sermons, church time is not throne time. Church time is school time, where you learn things and then you apply the things you learn.